That's interesting, like this, I think.
Can't yet. I was just picking this out. I have to look again because there's something more, which is just little pieces of paper. There should be another map.
Is there a particular order you want us to respect, or?
No, this is pretty much just put in. Yeah. So with this, I worked with that I could make layers to see if I can make layers on the scores which are coming here. More. Yeah, other layers.
Yeah. We have to do a color publication in the future.
Oui, maybe. Je vais peut-être monter une boîte d'édition avec des copains. J'ai déjà lancé l'idée de faire un truc sur la notation.
Pourquoi? Pour le page setter?
Non, non, pour... on devrait faire une publication, lancer une... textuelles qui sont très belles. Hein. Vous savez, les traductions, les parties pris, les traductions, comme, enfin, faire au centre, une sorte de Rorschach inversé avec la traduction dans un sens et puis le texte de l'autre. C'est assez beau comme mise en page.
I like the notion of very typical of this dance tradition, the choir, core. Choir is le cœur. So, the core tanz, it's nearly like an, I mean, it's more than maybe the drawing, but this word for me is quite meaningful. And the question mark comes to Did you make these drawings and notes? Say in the isolation of your room, or already when rehearsing and trying things with the dancers that were part of?
No, that's all. I did that all alone.
Yeah.
But what I'm really missing now, and because Sven cleaned up the stuff, and now of course it's not there anymore. So what I'm missing is I made a little single papers, and I think I kept them. So I was laying out these papers like in a real size of like the stage. I was laying them out.
Like the stage or on the stage? Or?
In a room which is like 10 meter wide or something, so I could lay them out. Where are they? I call them. They should be here. These are all like little pieces of paper. And with these little papers I was working with, first I was working by myself, then I was working shortly with Mark Rees, just to try out if it is possible for someone to understand what I want from it. And I could see how someone works himself through the whole score. But it was not the final version yet, of course. And he did an incredible job and worked himself through the whole thing, and he made a great solo out of it, in fact. Which he also once showed in the Dance Night Berlin 2 years ago. And...
Was it a long solo?
No, we had to cut it down. I think it was 17 minutes. I was also on stage. It was quite a funny show.
Really? building?
Yeah, yeah, because we came in with box and Mark was talking all the time. He's like, well, all about this to Muslim and so. Now this and this and this, you have to imagine that there are three different groups. So for example, if Bill Forsyth would do this, and then there are these and these and these, Thomas, can you please come here and do the Bill Forsyth version once? And I go, ah, yeah, okay, and now do blah, 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 and everyone, ah, laughing, and he did a very good job. It was a nice, nice, funny duet. It was great. So we had to shrink it all down, and he was doing all the three groups then.
Oh my god.
And all these themes, of course, he had to cut out and then just do it shortly, and okay, I have to go next. And for example, there's this, and then there's this, and then there's this. But you see, if I'm now in the first group, which is on the last part, now there's the other group, this doing this.
That's great. It's like a first version, somehow, Schreibstück. With an imaginary component, because it's someone explaining, demonstrating, and dancing some parts at the same time.
Yeah.
There should be a video of this, no?
There's a video.
Yeah.
But we decided not to follow it because we feared that people would want this as a show.
Okay, it was too.
And not the big thing, which is much more expensive.
Can get more money out of that.
So for us, it would have been much easier to do only the solo or duet version, but then there would be no real versions of it existing, I think.
Yeah. Was it the first time that you worked with a score in your own work?
Yeah. Well, Distanzlos has a score, in a way, where I worked already with papers, with sheets of papers, so I have my original notes, which are just ideas, lists of ideas.
Yeah.
And
ideas that you never completed or realized. Huh?
Yeah, which is partly true and partly fake.
Yeah.
And these lists I use also then in the solo. So there's a kind of score like this.
You change order in those presenting those ideas in Distanz laws because I saw Distanz only once.
No, it's absolutely fixed.
Yeah.
Sometimes it has the impression as if I would be, let's do this, but it's not at all. No. It's completely fixed. So sometimes people ask me, and what do you do the next time? And well, I do the same piece. But don't you exchange ideas? It would be great. Of course it's not. If I would do that, then I think I could not balance the trick of the stage reality and the fakeness of the stage reality to be in all the layers in the communication with the audience.
Yeah.
And you see, the whole time I was busy with these scores, I was looking for possibilities that how can the participants find operations within it that they can make changes, actively make changes, that they would decide something which changes the piece. But I could not find it in this kind of strictness of the score, which I thought was necessary if I want three groups in a canon on stage.
Mm-hmm.
If I want the three groups in canon on stage and I don't want just the silly chaos, like stupid improvisations and stuff, then I have to give them a very strict score.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, there are almost no possibilities that they live on stage use operations which can actively change the piece.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking for it, but I realized that I could not put it in there. And I knew that the system I had before with functions probably inherits this. And I decided, okay, in fact, that's the better idea, but I have to do that later.
Yeah.
And I knew I have to finish Schreibstück first to bring this out, also as a provocation to bring this out, and then
do Funktion later.
What you're saying is that you were looking for a way in your score that would prevent random improvisation,
yeah,
but would all the same give some possibility without changing the piece in the score, some freedom, but without changing the score.
It opened for me a thinking about what is freedom and what is score and what is fixed and what is responsibility if you are at the same time on stage with other people.
Yeah.
And then even different versions, different groups, which like aesthetically you would never have a look at even.
Yeah.
So how can you then find a common responsibility for it?
Yeah.
And of course I did not find the solution, but I tried with the score of Schreibsugar, I tried to ask this. And because what I did not want is that just give space that people could improvise.
Yeah.
That I've seen, that I did,
yeah.
I don't want that.
Yeah.
And it's another time now.
Yeah.
It's,
yeah.
It was 2002 when I did it, in about 60 or 72 or something. So
that's interesting what you're saying, because it's true that in improvisation there is this thing that one say that different styles, aesthetics, personalities can coexist, but it's within the within improvisation.
Mm-hmm.
And you look for something similar, but that does not take that option of improvisation.
Yes, I'm looking, still I'm looking for, now I know a bit more because I did the whole Funktionen project. And I call it now more operations based on observation. There are certain operations which are possible, which don't have anything to do with improvisation, not at all. But it's more decisions of making conscious change of what is happening and taking at the same time responsibility for that. And that's difficult for people because at the same time, in our cases, they people are looked at, they're observed by the audience, so they do represent these things, but what they represent is much more a process instead of a image, which we are trained on to do in theater, and which we are also trained to see in theater, and to be able to observe processes is something very, very different. Because people are in a constant change in a way, so how can you do that? And how can you watch it? And how can you show something that people understand this, that it is meant like this? You see, what I tried with these is to find out whether
these are, can you say what are these? Just
it's all again the three chapters of the piece, which are also represented on the stage.
Yeah.
So block one, block two, block three. And now I had to think in the canon structure of the three groups, if, for example, group one does something here, group two does something here, that would mean that group one is doing something here. What is running parallel now? Which kind of actions are parallel?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then even if all three groups are here, then one is doing this, and one is doing that, and one is doing this. And how, which kinds of actions do do happen at the same time of three different groups. Mm-hmm. And I was mm-hmm. trying to find predicting solution of it, but I was trying to see whether I sense it makes sense or not if people are doing this together. And
if unisono makes sense at all.
You see that the fucking working dying is always happening at the same time. So all the groups are always fucking working and dying doing it at the same time. As well as they dance the disco.
Yeah. Yeah.
As the disco as the introduction in front of each block.
Yeah.
And then they do different elements, completely different elements, and they come together again with, for example, working. And everybody is doing their working actions, 1 minute of working action.
Yeah.
If they stay with a strict score,
yeah.
because some people decided to go off it somehow, which is in a way a problem, but
because then it doesn't reveal anymore those.
Yes, and that gave people a hard time to think about this, that they are in a context with other groups,
yeah.
and they had to realize if I go off that structure, I'm not that free as I would wish to be free, because there are other people doing things at the same time. I am still acting in a context, so what can that context be? And if people did not find a solution for themselves for that, what context in fact am I in? How can I go off? How can I relate to it? If they did not find a solution for it, then in a way it was not so interesting. It was very interesting to see which group reacts how, on what strategy do they find to deal with these questions. And everybody found so far a different strategy, which was very interesting to observe. And that's what the whole thing is about. Yeah. It's also less about to compare what, of course there are differences between the groups, that's inevitable, but more interesting I find to observe how do people behave, what is their, if you can call it, nature of doing things, in contrast with that that structure which is asking these questions. And you can see that people behave in that differently, and that's for me the interesting observation. And each group found something very different, and each group had, everybody found being confronted with the same kind of problems, but each group found their strategy and attitude towards it. And that attitude towards it, that was the most funny thing, I think. And also, I must say that groups which are not close to this kind of work usually did the most interesting stuff. For example, Klaus Jürgens from the Netherlands. They are a group which is really Dutch dance theater. They have lots of props on stage, and they sing and they play stories, and they do that kind of stuff. So absolutely not my thing, but Simon Duff from Springdance in Utrecht thought, let's ask them to do it. And I only said, okay, if you think so, fine, but I can't decide it. I don't want to have anything to do with it, because I'm not a producer, so it's your thing how to do it. And he decided to do that, and when they did their show, I was shocked, I must say, but now I think they did one of the most interesting things. Because they were very honest in how they relate to it. Very, very honest.
How did they relate to it?
They even made a comment about it. They because people are asked to, you don't see it really in all of these notes, because these are not the final version. In fact, the final version is in the book. People are asked to explain the piece to the audience, for example, or they have a space where they still can say something what is not said yet, or they can relate to the piece, and so on and so on and so on. They should say what they think. They should do all these kind of things. So that gave them the first time, I think, the perspective to relate at the same time while they do a piece, to relate to the piece, to the structure. And also because it was not their piece, they could more easily take that position, because they could give away part of the responsibility to the author. They could say, it's not our piece, we just do it. And then they could show, okay, that's the piece, and so on, and they explain, well, it's a kind of conceptual piece. They come out and say things like this, kind of conceptual, and whatever. So they had to do it with a kind of attitude to keep the distance to it. And that was very, very interesting. They also came out with T-shirts. They wrote, everybody's asked to buy for 100 euro just T-shirts and simple stuff to wear, yeah. And white T-shirts. No, I don't know, maybe it's more. Probably was more. But anyway, white T-shirts. They asked in the score to take white T-shirts and otherwise comfortable things to wear or something like this. But white T-shirts, and there's a marker in the box to write their names on it. Most of the groups do that, but they wrote... and I was really shocked. They wrote Jérôme... another one, Xavier, and another one, another French name. So they made a comment about, this is this French conceptual stuff, and blah, blah, blah. And they would take the piss out of the whole thing while they do it. And I think that was great. They were very honest. They were really honest. And they came also to me and said, we had such a hard time with the whole thing. And we really hated it, and we hated you, and we thought it's such an absolute silly, idiotic thing. But now we think it was good for us. Yeah. And they showed it in the whole piece, that they were fighting with it. Yeah. So they didn't make it easy for themselves. And I think that was one of the most interesting things so far, in a way. And there are other versions where they found out they had the same problems and they did not know what to do with it. But, for example, Pete Shenton from Nottingham, he did the British version. And he said then in an interview, he said that all these questions came up, but they found out that, in fact, it's very easy. You just, if Lehmann says, then doing this, then just do that and it works. And they just could do it, but they had to also to take, in a way, distance from what they usually do, because usually they are absolutely responsible for it. And that full responsibility, of course, gives aesthetic values to things and so on, which they not fully could decide about. So they had to give away. And they said they gave lots of responsibility they gave away. And from that moment on, it was very easy for them. And they did a very good job in a way of performing it, yeah? So they were standing there and they tell a story. And then they do that, they do this. And it was very, very solid, very British, very clear, very on the point, interesting stories, nice dances, and they just did everything, yeah? Very disciplined, like, give the students a this, and they do that. They had a struggle, but then they absolutely did it. Yeah, that was also interesting. That was their strategy. And so everybody, all the 12 versions, everybody has a story with it. And in fact, these stories, I think, are the most interesting. And that's only the choreographers and the performer, but then the producers and the theaters. Oh my God. That's another story.
But was it from the beginning clear to you that you would present your score to producers and they take care of choices of choreographers, etc.?
No, but of course it was, we thought probably it has to go that way because usually producers are able to do things like that. But there are also cases where there's a producer choreographer. Yeah. Like in Finland, she's Liisa Pentti in Helsinki. She has a little festival, she's a choreographer, so she did a version of it. But I with my operations, I could not go there. I didn't see it. I only saw it then on video. And so I know less about that version. But of course, it's possible. Or there's Human always wanted to make a version, and he was running after possibilities to do it. Yeah, from his side. And the first three versions I produced, I asked people to do it. But I did a mistake. I was choosing three choreographers which are almost the same age, which are too close to each other. I should have asked complete different ones.
Because you want to reveal choreographic signature somehow with the score? The difference in the choreographic signatures?
Yeah, the difference was in the first three versions was not enough, I think.
Yeah.
The difference within, and one group didn't really take it too serious, and the others took it very, very serious, but it was all a bit too much the same. They found solutions which were too close to each other. So then, this kind of project then is also, of course, you see, I never know what's coming out of it, and it might be also boring, partly, you know. And these the three versions, when they were on stage, there was sometimes it was like nothing happening, and I asked myself, well, or what did I do? So because then sometimes nothing. It seems like nothing is happening, and the piece is 1 hour and 15 minutes or something. And they just say, click, do the next thing, click, do the next thing, click, do the next thing. And that can be a bit boring. But for example, the version, when the three versions of Maat Kangro, Piet Shenton, and Klaus Jürgens came together, that never was boring. It never was boring because he really asked, my God, what will they do next? What? So if they, now they should do something like this, what will they do? So, and you had, also, and I think therefore it really works very well. You have absolutely unexpected situations on the stage in the piece because they are using space. Everybody uses space differently there as well. Though they have the line of points, which they also use as a structure very well, and the front of the stage, but the back of the stage is where they dance around and do things, and they make their choices. And of course, there you have sometimes a group doing this, and while another one has to go through it, and they also don't know these things, but they have to follow a score, and that friction is quite interesting. So there, with each, if you do the follow order in a different order each evening, even though you have three. The same groups all the time, there will always something else happen.
Okay, in the box to Ludovic, because I like it that this is given to the choreographer who's going to make a version. It's the box, huh? Everything
yeah.
is in there.
Yeah, but I think in this one there's not everything anymore.
look at this.
And then usually comes the name on it of the choreographer.
Yeah.
So all the 12 choreographers by now, they have a box like this with all the ingredients.
And they can keep it?
Yeah, of course. Okay. It's part of the thing. And usually it goes like this, that there's a stopwatch inside, and a marker, and a book, and a measure, tape measure, a big measure for the whole stage, and also a roll of gaffer tape to mark the stage. Oh yeah, and in some there's even the contract.
That would be lovely to see, no? The contract? To publish.
C'était celui-là que tu avais, que tu m'as montré?
Oui, c'est ça. Ça, c'est le livre que je...
J'ai vu qu'il y a des photos, je vois,
non.
No contract anymore? What's inside? Just
Is this for you important that some of these things relate to certain traditions, like the stopwatch is such a typical thing that came with Cage and Cunningham, like the metric time and...
I don't know.
Or the yeah, like an old thing of the canon, which is so, it's like such an old form in a way.
No, I think I found it.
Yeah.
That I was not thinking about the canon, I was thinking about very different kind of things, how could I arrange these three groups on the stage. And I found that the canon form is probably
the best form.
The best one, which is... Then I found out that... No, someone else told me. I showed this, and then this is coming, and then there's another person coming, and then there's the other group, so they all go and fix... And someone just says, yeah, it's a canon. Oh yeah, you're right. Okay, it's a canon. So and then I was looking in music books. Canon? Oh, there are lots of canons existing. They made a. There was a certain time when they were singing and composing lots of canons, and they made a whole science out of this. Very complicated canons also, where you take again this from that one into these, and so on and so on and so on. Very complicated thing, and I thought that's too complicated. So I took the simple version of it. And Cunningham and so then...
For example, the fact that the pieces don't come together until the moment of performance. So there's this moment where things meet.
Yeah, but I think the motivation for it is was in my case differently, because I always looked for... I always wanted to research realities. And I think, I don't know, well, of course, it's in the Cage things, of course, it's an aspect, but my search was, I think, coming from another side. And I also would not call it a chance, things which come by chance together. I think we're also beyond that, to do it by chance, because this whole game, working things out by chance, then of course there comes a sense is starting to appear through this system of chance. There's always a sense appearing, which you maybe can call a sense by itself, because you try not to steer it, you try not to manipulate it. Sense appears in a way. You can really, especially with Cunningham and Cage, I think that's... very present there, but I think it's more now about again about seeing with which operations I can have influence on it again in a good way, because the whole the way of how things were structured before Cage and Cunningham was always very much the one author, and it was very much the dictatorship of this has to be like this, and now things have to be like this, now things have to be like this. And I think with the whole, also the whole deconstructuralism and so on, and Cage and Cunningham, they also took it apart, just do things kind of by chance and let the sense itself do it and be there. And I think now we can use it again, because we know that there are always several authors of one thing. that it is impossible to dictate the things. Things always are in a context. And we know now much more what in fact is, which operations are influencing what, and what kind of processes are necessary for it. And not only because one says, okay, it has to be played like this. It has to be played like this, has to be played like this. In Schreibstück, in a way, I still do it. I use my position as the author who's saying, here. But in a way, I think at least I let the people the choice of, do you follow the structure or don't? Because I think it's also not such a clever idea to say, you don't have to follow any kind of structure. Because that's just not true. People always follow at least their own structure. Even people which think they don't have anything to do with structures. They're so full with structure, and people do follow structures every day. Mm-hmm. Also in their way of how to make art, how to make a choreography. If choreographers think, no, everything is free and open and easy, that's absolute bullshit. It's just not true. It's just absolutely not true. People just don't think about what their structure is. And I think that confrontation with the Schreibstück structure can ask some questions about it. Yeah. Yeah.
When you speak about these different realities, that's what you started saying, like, okay, I do this juxtaposition because I'm interested in this, in different realities. What are you thinking of then?
Now I would think it is interesting to let the audience participate on the process of work a performer is doing. In Schreibstück, it's that they do reflect themselves in correlation with a structure, with the fact that there are other groups as well. So I can observe performers that they know they are observed. Compared, that the audience is comparing them. They are like in a little aquarium there, in a way, but it's a bit more open to the front. And they are working on the structure, they are working within it. And they are observed, and they even have to talk to the audience. So that construction is, in a way, very open for the observation. It doesn't... there are no secrets in the structure. Everybody knows about it. Everybody has also the score in the hand when they observe it. The audience has the score, and so on. And
I mean, you give the book to the audience.
No, not the whole book, but just the main score, which is here.
The one you can keep out. So.
Okay. Yeah. So everybody gets this.
Okay.
In English or in German, and so everybody gets. Uh-huh. Some people really look all the time, and others don't look at all. But almost everybody takes it home.
Yes, so tableau.
But you see, there's the. If I'm the observer, I have the structure, so I know almost everything what they know. I get really all the information because they explain the piece, how it's done. One group even shows the box and says, "Well, look, all this is inside here," and then now we make the space, we mark it. So everything is from the first moment is everything is
exposed.
There's no secret. You only can observe now the process of doing it, never the image of it. It's never the image. Mm-hmm. There are maybe images inside, but then they are framed. Like, okay, now minute 23, clock. Now I stand here and I do a certain movement. But it's framed within that context of the process of the canon. which I also know about because I can read it. So, so that I would call then a theater reality, yeah, because I can observe, I can participate on their work, what they do, what they do process. So most of it for them is fixed, for the dancers, most of it is fixed. They don't have much liberty in choices and interpretations so much. Everything's fixed. So that could be more extreme. But then that I can call a one reality where everybody is participating. And everybody takes part, or really, of it. It would not happen like this if one is dropped out. It would not be like that. And that you can sense also that it's, oops, I'm in the same space as them. Though I paid, I have a ticket and so on, but I'm in the same space as they are. Yeah. They don't know more than me. Well, not much more. At least it doesn't play really a role. And you see, yeah, they have to know because they have to be in time with the next thing, so it's all okay. Yeah, they don't make a big story out of it. Yeah. That's Schreibstück.
For me, it was interesting because most of the scores that I see in performance, or that you know are at the basis of a performance, reveal differences in performance, while this score revealed differences in approach and choreographic signature or worlds. And I have not seen this so often. And then this element of the to producer that you somehow, I don't know if this came as a side effect, but it's definitely a part of Schreibstück now, that you are also choreographing in some way the producers and their realities, like their love for networking, or with having two other partners, and then each one comes up with a choreographer. And so there's an element of creativity on their part that they're craving for. In these last 10 years, you see that they come up with ideas themselves, or with projects, or so it definitely appeals to producers to also become in some way a little bit also an author, or someone with a particular kind of input which is more than just money.
Yeah.
And I think that especially for the Kai Theater, Voreit and Monty version, that will have explained also their, there was this motivation to do it, but there was also an enthusiasm which comes from this element of feeling that you're involved as a producer in a different way.
Yeah.
And I think that somehow it shows not only dance, performance, choreography, but it also shows an organizational producer's aspect of contemporary dance that is revealed.
I think so. Yeah. That's
It's
really what they do all the time anyway is okay, here you have the chance.
Yes.
Try. Yeah. And there's only in fact there are only a few theaters and producers which are able to do it.
How is that then? Because of the price, or
If it would be much cheaper and not so many people involved and so on, then of course it would have more chance. But and people find it quite interesting and so on. But it producers and theaters have to go off their standard procedure how to produce a piece and how to show it. They have to go away from the standard procedure, and that's more difficult as the networking they already do. Because always when theaters think, oh yeah, it's a production and we do it, okay, it's expensive, but okay, we can do it somehow, then they realize usually a bit later that it is not that easy because they have to communicate amongst each other differently as they did before, because they have to share, they have to send around the versions, they have to produce it, are they able to produce it in even parts or not, one maybe has less money than the other, and so on and so on and so on. And they're not used to do that. What they're used to is to produce by themselves, for themselves, and then maybe send it away. Or they buy a show, that's the easiest. Yeah, go and look a show, nice, please come then. Oh, doesn't work, okay, then come then, yes, good. What's the price, this much? Okay, clap. And then they can forget about it and the whole machinery of theater just does it. And if they do only that, if they decide for Schreibstück and they say, okay, then we do it like this, and the machinery within the theater is not able to do it. Because their standard procedure just doesn't get a grip on it, because they have to communicate more. Mm-hmm. They have to communicate more, and that's very problematic. And that's also why with the last three Belgium versions, and me, it was a complete disaster. With everybody, where everybody hated at the end each other, and everybody was so unhappy.
The producers?
We had incredible trouble, yeah. We had incredible trouble, because the mistake I did was I thought the theaters are able to deal with it, with everything. And they somehow did. They communicated almost everything, sending the people around, when will it be shown, in which theater, and so on and so on. Everything fine, but twice they lost information I was sending them, because in the Kai Theater someone stopped working, and she was the first contact person to me, but she didn't pass the information on from my side twice. And until now, they never found these emails. And they came very late then to me, like 17 days before the premiere, saying, yeah, but what money do you get? And I said, well, you know everything, so I get what I wrote. And they say, no way, you know, maybe half, but in fact, we think about less. And I said, well, sorry, that's not my mistake. You got twice the information. Also, they knew it already 2 years. They knew how much it would cost, because they all knew it. I'm working with these producers, except in Antwerp. I'm working with them since a few years, and so on and so on and so on. And then I said, no, sorry, that's too late now. It's, no, you pay that and that, but okay, I make it cheaper and so on, then pay me only this and fine. And still they say, no way, we can't pay it. And then I said, well, then no show. Then there's
and
no
do
premiere.
The three theaters have
Sorry.
To give the same amount? Is this important that even if one is bigger and one is smaller, is it leveled?
No. Yeah. But the guy in Antwerp, he tried to have a little fight with me then at the end about it. And he came much too late to tell me, well, I don't have that much money, how do we do it? Because then I would say, well, okay, what can you pay? And it's fine.
But the contract
but no one did that.
Is in the box is only a contract for the choreographer then. It's not a contract with the producer that you...
No, but the producers, they all got the information, what it approximately would cost them, and so on and so on. So they knew everything. This is like, I don't take it on my side. And if they lose the information twice in the theaters, no, sorry, it's absolutely not my problem. Anyway, if they even never got that information, they knew from before what it will be. So, well, and the guy in Antwerp, he tries a fight with me. Well, no, I don't pay anything, and so well, then you don't make any show. I said that I blow the whole thing if I don't get any money. So then no one will have the right to do the fucking versions. I was really pissed off that they just come then at the end and say, well, that's it, Thomas. So, well, No, that's not it. I'm sorry. And but anyway, that that was a bit difficult. At the end, we said okay, and by now everybody paid. And but the also interesting was that that these three versions they picked out that it was from the side of the versions, it was in a way also problematic, because I think because some people tried to be tried to be smarter than the thing without respecting the first idea and the structure of it, because through that there was no reference point anymore. And then it was exactly the thing which I tried to avoid, was the free and easy thing where you don't see anything anymore. And it was very interesting that this also happened, and in fact that brought lots of problems in the whole show. I found I did not see the two other cities, the two other shows. I only saw it in Brussels, and I found it very, very problematic what they did. And but they decided for all, let's have a good time. No, we don't do this. We don't represent the structure anymore. We do kind of improvisations with it, around it, and so on. But then no one was able to see what they mean and how do they refer to it. So they, in what, to my mind, but it's only what I say, they maybe say something else. To my mind, they escaped the responsibility for the whole thing, and they escaped the their friction with it, because they were putting themselves, even though they were at the same time on the stage with that thing, but they did as if they are, they put it another room on top of it, with it, and they were only in their room, and they were not sharing the same room with the other groups, and also not with the audience. They just didn't care.
So when you speak about responsibility, one should not only be responsible for his or her version, but also for the coming together of the versions and the macro structure.
Yeah, and the fact of being there and working this idea and being in the context of one thing and taking responsibility for it on all levels. Whatever solution people do find, in a way I don't mind, that makes it interesting. But if they lose the threat and if they don't represent anymore their threat with the structure, with the ideas of their groups, then it's also impossible to put them in these contexts. Then they can do it somewhere, wherever. Yeah, because someone who goes in the theater who does not know about Schreibstück cannot understand. It's impossible to understand, but it's about that people do understand. That people at least get questions, whether they like it or not, but that they can articulate questions in their mind, even though they are silly, but in fact there are no silly questions. Yeah, even if in an after-show audience says so, no, but I don't like it, what are they doing, so, but they do articulate something, and that's important. But in their case, no one could articulate anything except because it was had nothing to do with the structure anymore. Not that anyone could see it. But, yeah, it was also an interesting try, but I think it did not work. I think it did not work.
There's going to be a panel discussion that happened in Kai Theater. You know about it. It happened the day after the premiere, maybe 2 days after. And we will publish this as an oral document on Sarma, so you can listen to some of it. It's not integral, because my technology skills were very rudimentary at the time, but it might be interesting. I'll send you.
Yes, I would. It will be on Sarma.
Yes, I will send you when it's there.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I really would like to hear, because I could not be there, and I missed that final discussion afterwards, but well.
If you like, we could put the interview as another oral document next to
it.
Oh,
of course, yeah. Yeah, of course. Yeah. It's possible. Yeah, everybody knows anyway what I think. So. Well, some people know what I think.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah, that's interesting, and it was also. But now, I mean, to widen the system. Of course, my reaction to that, of course, is then also part of it, and that was a new idea. That was a new aspect which was happening there. But the thing is that we would need, before the Belgian versions, everything was in a way more or less under control or in control. Everything was understandable and followable for me, from my side. And with the Belgian versions, it did not anymore, because something else happened which was absolutely unexpected, which I find very, very interesting, because it expands the system. It expands the system to another aspect, which, I did not think about. Because everybody moved in the frame still, somehow. Relating to the frame then also means in the frame. But, okay, Spangenberg decided to go off it. But no one can understand it. The level where it can be understood is... And that I find a shame, and therefore I criticize it, is only in a discussion like this, in a discussion which happened after the shows, in when we read all Sama now and we know about the project, but this is maybe 10, 15 people on Earth which are able to get it, because they have the information and they have the interest. But the 100 people which were in the theater there, they did not understand a shit. And therefore, I really criticize it. Therefore, I really, really criticize it. And they did as if, well, I don't have anything to do with it. What are you talking about, Thomas? Anyway, you are guilty about everything. So it was very interesting that the whole Belgium construction with producers and the choreographers, they needed to feed back somehow to me that I did bullshit, because something didn't work out. It went to an extreme, and both on the production side and on the artistic side, there were things which did not work. And now that system was looking for another communication. But because I was occupied with another project, I was not there for the discussions. I only saw the show and I said what I thought and what I saw. And they were like, And then afterwards, of course, everybody told me that you are the black man. Yeah. They needed to blame. Then they needed to blame. That was very interesting. If I would have been there all the time, talking with them nicely, so, ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta, petting everybody, and so on, then it would have been different. But through the attitude of just giving it, here, you have it, you know, deal with it. And then I even was fighting for my money for it. And then I was away, I only said something, then I was away. That communication did not work. They could not accept it. And they were looking for solutions, but they did not find them.
But it's a bit this thing with presence absence that you score produces. Huh? It's like because you're absent in a physical sense, you're omnipresent all the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
And it's like you're a spectre,
mm-hmm.
a ghost haunting
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
discussions
yeah,
or
yeah, yeah.
the show. What would mm-hmm. Thomas have thing, you know, thought, or in discussions also, what would he now say? So by being absent, you become very present. And I think that a lot of the work in the studio was also, somehow there was always this extra entity or presence there, and
mm-hmm.
it creates very weird, phantasmatic relationships.
Probably, yeah. Yeah, it's very funny, and in that field of difference and
yeah.
not communication,
yeah.
but you know that
yeah.
it's there. Of course, everybody makes their own interpretation,
mm-hmm.
which don't have very much to do with what I really would say.
If
I think it's much more.
Example,
yeah, it's much more there.
No, if you say like what
mind.
I would really be, say, what would that be?
Yeah, I think it would just go even more in my aesthetics.
Uh-huh.
It would just go more into my aesthetic, because
uh-huh.
as soon I say anything about, give any kind of comment
uh-huh.
to it, then I only do it out of my experience, so I can't be
uh-huh.
free from my experience, which also is setting a kind of aesthetics. It's even a certain aesthetic. Schreibstück is a certain aesthetic in a way, but at least it's an aesthetic where questions are possible
yeah.
and necessary, and the reflection is necessary while people are dancing and representing something. Yeah, aspects and operations are necessary, and all these operations are in a way in it. The referential operations are in it, and that's maybe a certain aesthetic already, if we use a very wide idea of it. I mean, how someone moves is I also could say things about that, yeah, but then I only relate movements of someone else to my range of possibilities and choices, and why do I choose something as an artist and so on. And but I think I don't know if I even want to really know about it, why I make as an artist make choices. Anyway, the choices I can articulate are already done before I can speak them, so what do I know about it?
Can I take some more tea?
Yeah, sure. Is there more?
So, we are talking about the...
Is it on?
If you always were so organized, or this way of structuring and...
No, I was not at all. And the one inspiration, in a way, was that I saw Ewald Lienen, is his name. He is a football trainer. And at that time, I don't know who he trained, I don't know. But he's from Borussia Mönchengladbach, my club when I was a kid, which I used to wear the thing. No, it's not this. This is Rot-Weiß Oberhausen. And they interviewed him and made a little film about how he works. And they showed him standing at the football field when they play. And I saw that he's writing everything on little... papers and cards, not a block or a book which is together, just single papers. And they asked him more about it, and then they even showed him at home in his living room, and the whole floor was full with single papers, sheets of paper where he makes his notes. And he was probably saying something like, then he can put them in context as he thinks it's correct, and he can see the whole system. He can see everything at once.
Yeah.
And when I saw that, I kept this image and thought, that's something. And I And I kept it during the whole time I was working on distance loss also. I had it as an image in my mind. And then that was getting more extreme in when I worked on Funktionen, which is the whole Funktionen box. Do you have the box of Funktion? No?
This Funktion come before Schwerstück? No, it's after.
No, it's after. In fact, these are the very first.
Is this the German version?
Papers.
The English version? I like the question, the exclamation mark next to leaving mistakes.
Yeah. Oh, here, this is, you see, this is something very, very, very early.
What's that? Before distance was, before it...
That's distance was. That's the first notes of distance was. All these. This even notice this. It's funny.
What the hell is this? And things come back also.
Yeah, this the box is therefore that everybody could lay out scores and find systems. And the idea was to work on the possibilities of autopoietic systems, in fact. So that, you remember what I told you in the beginning about Schreibstück, that I found out that this is very limited in the way of possibilities that people actively make changes. And I was researching more about what this could be. And one possibility is the functions, the different theater functions people can take, the manipulation, the interpretation, the observation, and the mediation, and so on, that people work within these functions, possibly in a rotating system, so that everybody gets a chance to do something, and then something works out, which comes up, which is not planned, which is not foreseeable, because everybody is working with each other's material. And I found out a few other systems. One is it's better to, which is very simple, where people only say it is better to do that and that. And then everybody does it. The only rule is that people should not associate to the previous idea what is better to do, because then it's a chain of association which creates a silly story.
You want to sort of cut the reaction.
Yeah.
Reaction.
And usually it works pretty good if you have a group of 7 people or something, and everybody is preparing 3 ideas out of themes which can be decided before about. Mm-hmm. So everybody does something about politics, everybody does something about love, everybody does something about art. So that it has to do with these themes, it relates to these themes. Mm-hmm. And everybody is just doing their idea. And that's the whole piece then. In fact, I made a whole piece out of It's Better Too, with dance and so on. That's the It's Better Too, which I did in Dublin with the IMDT. And then there is another system, but the green cards you have now, they it's just a terminology of what we found is important, what we thought is important to think about, or could be important to think about. But at the same time, it contains a summary of the system theory of Niklas Luhmann.
Yeah.
And so it's also funny to study. And so.
OK. Can you explain this card?
I'm not sure.
It's not, maybe you read it. It's not. It's called notification.
Notification. Next to information and understanding, one of three selections which constitute communication. There's no notification beyond communication.
Does he speak about notification, Luhmann?
I just have to think about what is the German word. So I think it makes sense to look at communication.
It's
next to information and understanding. Mm-hmm. So there's information, understanding, and notification. And these selections constitute communication. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You like to work with themes as a common denominator.
Sorry?
When you spoke about this other system, where people prepare some ideas relating to themes like love and so on, you do like to work with themes as a common denominator, like in Schreibstücke.
Yes. Yeah.
Also, these nearly universal themes.
Yes. Because I was, I tried to research what do people have in common, so beyond differences of culture and language and bullshit. So what do people have in common? I was researching this for some years. So what are constants of human beings and so on. And I was researching it, and then of course, when I was talking about it and doing already pieces with it and so on, and then so. Yeah, in fact, this is like sociology of Luhmann, read this. And then I find out that they have a complete list of these things, which Luhmann calls the